Kimberly Taylor, KimberlyTaylor. Miss Taylor is a, let's see, she was born 1/26/83. Today is 4/23/25. This is a 42-year-old woman. Comes in with history of chest pain, shortness of blood, blurred vision, dizziness, and other associated medical symptoms related to her diabetes. She has a blood sugar of 300. She was diagnosed with diabetes 3 months ago, but they said they didn't give me any medication. I'm not sure exactly if that's true or not. I'm going to get the records. But she's been having above-mentioned symptoms off and on for the past week, period. Any paragraph, COVID immunization, non-allergy penicillin. Medication, she has a history of headache. She takes sumatriptan, 100 milligram as needed. She also takes valacyclovir, PRN for HSV. Period. Medical problems, diabetes untreated, hepatitis C partially treated per patient, history of elevated liver function test, history of fatty liver surgery, C-section times 2, LASIK and tonsillectomy, social, 3 kids. Last period was a year ago. She's on some kind of shots for her periods. Married 16 years. She's an analyst. She works at home. She doesn't have periods on a regular basis, but she did have some bleeding earlier. Family history, mom with liver disease. She doesn't know much about her dad. No prostate cancer, no breast cancer, no colon cancer. Reported colonoscopy, none. Mammogram a couple years ago per patient. Review of system as above, 195 pounds. Her weight's down 25 pounds, 94%, 97.6, 16, 93, 110 over 68, heart positive, small positive, two lungs, pure onchor, abdomen soft, mixture of these skin shows, and right shoulder, mucosa with anglosurgical non-focal. Abnormal EKG noted today, T-wave abnormalities per EKG. Next one was sent to the emergency room for evaluation. Next one's echocardiogram shows EF around 60 to 63%. Next number, blood sugar over 300. Next one's will start patient on metformin, but not till after she gets her heart checked out. Next number, she's going to go to the emergency room now with a note and a copy of her EKG. Next number, metformin 500 twice a day after she's released. Next number is fatty liver. Next number is history of hepatitis C. Next number is get blood work from previous doctor. Next number is not sure why her sugar is not treated, but it's over 300 now. Next number is history of headache on Emitrex. Next number is history of HSV on PRNA cyclovir. Next one was history hepatitis C. As far as the treatment for that is concerned, also we'll need to find out exactly what she's been doing, what she's taken. Next one was I asked the patient to ask the hospital to do her blood work as well because we could not. She's a hard stick. Next one was along with her CPK, troponin, and repeat EKG. Next one was finding discussed with patient at length before leaving. Next one was she needs an eye exam. Next one was I told her she's going to develop blurred vision with her sugar being out of control. Next number is told her that number one cause of loss of limb, kidney failure, and blindness in this country is diabetes. Next number, she needs to do a much better job taking care of herself, and she promises to do so. Next number is again to the emergency room now. Thank you.